The deals are getting hotter during the Deer Days of Summer. Get 0% financing for 60 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Plus, get a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty at no additional cost. Hurry in today for the hot deals of summer. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Coming live from the Gas Digital Studios in the East Village, in New York City, in New York State, in the United States of America. In North America, in the Western Hemisphere.
And that's a wrap.
Thanks, that's about
everybody.
It. Yeah, is you can't
it?
Go any further.
In Earth? On Earth?
In the solar system?
Milky Way?
Yeah. I don't know if we're in the Milky Way.
Wait, hold on. I want to see.
Are we in the Milky Way?
I want to see him try to fucking find something after the Milky Way.
In a marble that some aliens are playing with, according to Men in Black.
In a snow globe that an autistic kid's looking at.
There we go. See, what would you do? Did you ever think that? Like, what if you just wake up one day and, like, you've just been dreaming and you're like a retarded kid in India? with the fucking head one
you really
of his
doubled
eyes,
down on that.
Eyes melted out and, like, you.
I always think we're going to be in the Matrix. One day we're just going to wake up and be in fucking tubes.
I don't really understand what the Matrix is.
Yeah, I never got it.
I never really got any of that. I know Tinkle does. Tinkle right now, he's going, I could explain this to these idiots. But
no, well, like, yeah. So, like, whoever is in charge of me, yeah, he has taken several naps and just, he's moved on to other projects.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and tries to fix some stuff. But, so what is the Matrix? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what is it? I don't really get what the Matrix is.
Nah, fuck. I mean, it's been, I don't know.
It's a lot. Nobody knows. People say that a lot, but nobody understands what the fuck it is.
They're making a fourth one.
Here's why. Because after the second and third one, I don't think the fucking dudes who made the movie knew what it was. They just bullshit.
The dudes that made the movie aren't even dudes anymore.
Yeah. That's true Matrix shit.
What? Wait, hold on. What happened to the dudes? They got stuck in the Matrix?
No, they both got sex changes.
No.
What?
Really?
Together?
Sisters. Yes.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah, the one was, like he was, like, at some premiere, he had his brother walk with him with a fucking leash. So he was already like
freaky.
Yeah, he was a little freaky deaky, and then he had the full surgery, and then his brother just did also. Yeah.
I just heard them making a fourth one too.
That's much more interesting than what we were talking about.
Oh, they gonna?
They haven't made it. I mean, they haven't made a good movie though. And like Jupiter, whatever the fuck that was. That
Ascending.
Was
V for Vendetta was terrible. Speed Racer was terrible.
Real quick, just because I want to get into this, actually, I think this is a really interesting conversation about these Wachowski sisters. let's just get some plugs out of the way really quick. First of all, this is the first week that we're not doing the plugs for the network on the show. Pre-recorded commercial for that from now on. If you're listening to this live on GasDigitalNetwork.com or the archives, you don't have to hear any commercials. That's it. No commercials. Boom. That's it. But I will say we got a lot of shows coming up.
Yeah, that is good, though.
Yeah. It's better, right?
Yeah, I have a hard time with, like, if you're paying for a service and they keep telling you you should pay for it, it's like, dude, you already have me. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So we're only plugging those commercials into the free episodes that come out on iTunes. And we got a lot of shit because our sponsor this week was John Deere Tractors. So people were like, what the fuck do Legion of Skank fans have to do with the John Deere Tractors?
How did Ralph get John Deere's number? That's what I want to know.
Well, no, we work with an ad company that sells us advertising.
Oh, it's just funnier if I think of Ralph looking through a fucking book and find John Deere.
And I don't think that they're looking for, you know, a specific, I mean, obviously they care about the demos, but they really care about the location. So they looked at where our numbers are coming from, and that made sense for John Deere. So, whatever. Guys,
John Deere's going to have a meltdown when they listen to some of this shit. Holy fuck.
We're talking about sisters right now.
Yeah.
We have a lot of crossover appeal with people that use the N-word. Let's get John Deere on this.
Yeah.
So look, guys, the Where's Jay tour starts tonight. If you're listening live, we're going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the Raven Lounge. Zach D'Amico is also going to be joining myself, Dave Smith, special guest Rob Mayu. Then we're off to Providence, Rhode Island, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, and Nashville over the course of the next 6 nights. You guys can grab tickets at legionofskanks.com. If you're listening to this for free on Monday, tonight we will be in Nashville at the East Room. So come out, Nashville. Check out myself and Dave Smith co-headlining. Going to be a lot of fun. July 30th, me and Chris Scopo will be up at Laugh It Up Comedy Club up in Poughkeepsie, New York. So make sure you check out those shows as well. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. And also make sure, if you're listening to this on iTunes, go give us a 5-star review right now. Leave us a positive comment. Let your friends know about the Real Ass Podcast, because we don't fuck around here. Scopo, anything to plug?
Yes, July 29th, I'll be at the Brokerage. That's it.
Nice.
Nah, I don't give a shit.
Tickle doesn't care. And Zachy.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat at Zach Amico. And end of the month, I'm going to be at a nudist colony with Caitlin Bailey.
Yeah.
And Jared, I think I'm featuring for New Jack at the Laugh It Up Comedy Club coming up. So
that's sick.
He's not going to like me.
Yeah. They asked me to do that gig.
I mean, that's the least of his
problems. They asked me to do that gig, and I was like, I can't. I love New Jack. I was like, I just can't be at a place in my career where I'm going to open up for a dude who's not a comedian yet. And he's trying to be, you know? I just can't, like, spend my time, you know?
I see that going 100 different ways, and 99 of them are terrible.
Well, he's done it before. He's done...
I think it's, like, storytelling and Q&A, yeah. Basically.
He does
like
a lot of stories.
Like, a lot of wrestlers are doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And look, he's a funny motherfucker. It's undoubtedly a funny motherfucker. We were going to film a web series together... and it was going to be me mentoring him in stand-up comedy, but he just uses his old-school hardcore wrestling tactics in order to further his comedy career. But, yeah, it never came to fruition. But I really like New Jack. You should go see New Jack and Zach. And I promise you this much. I'm sure that show will be funny.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy, dude. We've had him on Legion of Skanks twice. He was hilarious both times. But, I don't know, there's something about... I don't like opening up for people just in general. But if I'm going to do it, number one, the money has to be great. Number two, I feel like it kind of has to be a comic that I'm like, I don't know, I look at as being a comic that's above me, you know?
Yeah, well, at that point, you're just kind of doing it for the... I mean, I've been in that spot before where you had to open up for... I mean, I've had to open up for some guy who was like a YouTube guy that had millions of hits, and it was the second comedy show ever.
Yeah.
And they told me right before, he did 15 minutes and I did 45.
Yeah.
And guess who got most of the money?
Of course
not me.
Well, that's the thing. In that case, it would have to, the money would have to be so good that I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
I felt it was also a favor to like the punchline in them. But yeah, but that was definitely, you know.
All right.
It's a hard thing. Soul.
All right. So the Wachowski brothers, thank you, Maddie, became the Wachowski sisters. I didn't even.
Did they get a 2-for-1 deal?
No, it was after the fact. Yeah, it was like a couple years later, I think.
Well, one of them was a pay pig. Remember we discussed pay pigs?
Really?
Yeah, one of them blew like all their money on dominatrixes.
Yeah.
Because they would transfer like, but not like $20 at a time, like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Did Karen read the pay, like what she says to the pay pig on the show?
She's just basically like, fuck you, you're gross, pay
dude,
pig.
Dude, she's fucking, it's so funny. I mean, she should put it up as like a blog. Because literally, he'd be like, hey, what are you doing? She'd be like, shut up, pay me. And then he's like, okay, and he sends her a smiley face. And then, ka-ching, she gets another fucking Venmo transfer. It's crazy.
I need one of those.
It's crazy. You want a girl that you can give all your money to?
I know, I want someone to fucking pay me.
The amount of self-loathing that I have, I couldn't imagine throwing, giving all my money away to somebody on top of that.
No. But that's like a weird fucking fetish. Would it be gay if you did that? If a dude was doing that to you? Because you know he's jacking off
I need money. I'd do that in 2 seconds.
So that's kind of gay for pay in a weird way.
What,
hey, don't you like, say?
I have no problem. Whatever.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If
I'm
you're
not
like,
blowing
fuck
the
you,
dude.
You sexy ass. But if you're like, you know, if you're talking to him like a dude, like, I want to fuck you up. Give me my money. Like, give me, I want your lunch money, bitch. That's different.
Yeah.
If you're like, you know, talking hot to him.
So the one guy was a pay pig. But that, I mean, that is like, there's something wrong with that family. I mean, you could say that. If both of your kids end up getting sex changes, something happened, right? We can say that.
Yeah, like you got hit by lightning when you were pregnant.
That's
crazy.
That's just fucking nuts, dude. I mean, what the fuck did you... I don't know. what did you do raising these kids?
Nothing. you did nothing.
You just left them in a dark room.
I mean, they're kind of geniuses, though. They made The Matrix, which is one of the best movies.
You don't even know what it is.
Matrix?
There's no way you even understand it.
Do you?
No.
That's how I know. That's why it's a genius movie.
But this is what I hate about people, right? They don't get it, so they go, oh, it's fucking brilliant. Now, why can't we just go, just fucking kind of stuff?
Wasn't The Matrix a good movie?
Well, no, it is good, though.
The original movie.
What was the other one? There was another one that was kind of Matrix-y, and it was about, like, fucking dreaming. Was it Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, Inception. That movie fucking sucked. I'm sorry.
I didn't get that movie at all.
No, I didn't get it for one second.
Yeah, I mean, if you like fucking endings, yeah, whatever. If you like shit, some closure, it's not good. But no, I thought that was badass.
Inception.
And Matrix, I remember
Who made the Inception? You know the director?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
Matrix had some... I mean, dude, back in the day, for some of those scenes they had, like the scene where he like walks in that security thing with all the guns, and he's all like, open your jacket, and he has all those guns, and then they start playing the Rage Against the Machine. I mean, there's some scenes in there that are fucking epic.
I just don't get it. I don't think that most people
get it. Red pill, blue pill, it's not that hard.
I think most people kind of pretend to get these movies. Like 91% of people on Rotten Tomatoes liked Inception. You're going to tell me 91% of the people in the population are smarter than me?
No, but 91% of the people like to feel smart.
Yeah.
That's like why a movie like Fight Club does so well, because everybody's like, oh, I got that.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
I had to watch Fight Club 5 times to kind of get it. Kind of.
But
Fight Club's a little different. I'll tell you why. And maybe Inception's the same way.
Because every time the dude started fighting, you jerked off and forgot what the movie was about.
Well, in a weird way, yes. It was shot so cool. And each scene was almost like a piece of art in itself. So you can sit there and just kind of watch Fight Club and watch each part of it and just really get into, like, just as a thing to fucking watch. You don't really even have to get it. You know what I'm saying? There's certain movies that are like that.
Or
like,
you could read the book once.
No.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not fucking crazy.
Am I a nerd?
I did that with Clockwork Orange. Ended up reading the book after the fact. Not as good as the movie. Not as good.
When they were doing the rape scene, did you think about the movie, though?
Well, that's the other problem with reading books after you see the movies.
You think about
the characters in the...
Did that with Harry Potter. I started reading Harry Potter after the movies had come out, so I could visualize every character already as the people in the movie. I feel like it ruins the experience.
I just can't get over that you read Harry Potter.
All 7 books.
Nah, you're right, dude. You're cool as fuck. Dude, Inception's lame. You're right, dude. Sorry, I was totally...
Yeah, why would I read Fight Club? That's for nerds. Let me read these 7 children's books in order.
First of all, they're not children's books.
They're good books.
Yeah, do you know how long the last book is?
Like 700 pages.
More than that. Substantially more. It's crazy. Those books are... Here's what they did. This was actually a pretty interesting thing they did with the Harry Potter books. Each book, they made the reading level a little bit harder. She started writing more advanced throughout the series. So kids that were reading them in like the 5th grade were reading at like a college level. Like really fucking impressive. Really great books. And there's a new screenplay. Or not a screenplay, but like a stage play. And they're releasing the script. So... That's right, guys.
What, for Harry Potter?
Yeah. I have no problem saying I love Harry Potter.
I never... Yeah, I liked the first movie, and I didn't really give a shit.
Movie's all blue. The movies fucking suck. The books...
The movie was not as good. The books were way better.
Yeah, the books were out of control. You should read them, Tank.
I'm absolutely not. I could think of 1,000 other things I want to read before that.
I will tell you right now, everybody who reads the Harry Potter books enjoys them. Is there a Rotten Tomatoes for books? There has to be.
Google it.
Maddie, find out. Find out if there's a Rotten Tomatoes for books, and I want to know what the Harry Potter books are rated.
I would say at least
compared to...
Can we guess?
Is there one for porn? Yes. Hey, can you look up if there's one for porn also? I'm just curious.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, but I don't want some fucking dirty asshole from like fucking Pornhub. I put my fucking dick in her. Like, I want an actual critic.
Yeah.
His opinion.
Well, let's do one thing at a time. Is there an online book thing?
Found something called Bookmarks.
Bookmarks, okay.
But
what is the rating on it? Does it have like some sort of tomato meter?
No, it's not as user friendly as Rotten Tomatoes.
That's it. Brand new fucking business idea, guys. Let's close shop on Gas Digital. Are we already on the domain name? Gas Digital Network is now the first Rotten Tomatoes for books. Brilliant.
Yeah, there has to be one. Yeah. It seems like someone made a big fuck up by not doing that.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk about a couple things. First things first. What the fuck? What's Pokemon happening right now? I don't get it. What is happening?
Can you explain it?
I don't have it. I don't play that.
It's Pokemon
what
Go?
All I know is it's an app on your phone, and you scan like the outside. You scan the streets, and on your phone, it'll pop up as a Pokemon will be across the street or something like that. And you have to go and take a picture of the Pokemon. Get close enough, take a picture, and then you capture the Pokemon. Then you get points, and you go to the next level.
Who puts the Pokemons in the streets?
The app does. The Pokemon are all over the place.
I think
they could be anywhere.
I think they're random, but then certain places are hotspots.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I know the WWE headquarters in Stanford, apparently, there's a shitload. And a bunch of people are outside.
Download this app right now on your phone. I want to know if there's any Pokemon in there.
I downloaded it the other day, but I deleted it.
Yeah. You know, here's the downside is you have to walk. You have to be active if you have that.
No, could there be Pokemon in here right now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In apartments? No.
I'm sure.
There was a video of a guy on Barstool Sports that he people kept knocking on his door because there's Pokemon in his building.
Can you pull up that video, Maddie, while you do that? Pull up the video of Barstool Sports Pokemon Go. I want
to
see this.
Did you see that the Holocaust Museum had to ask people to stop capturing Pokemon inside?
That's fucking hilarious.
Dude.
Is it disrespectful?
I guess it is just random, right? Because you would be an asshole if you were like, hey, let's put a couple in there.
There's 6 million Pokemon in here.
Oh, it's fucking funny.
Pokemon, are you under Anne Frank's bed? Come out, Pokemon.
One person died.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
How?
They were walking across the street hit by a bus.
Yeah, I was with some people from the thing I do, and there were five guys, and they're all playing it, and they were walking out the door, and I remember being like, hey, can someone be in charge of you motherfuckers? Because none of you are watching, and you're all going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Aren't you technically in charge of those motherfuckers?
I mean, when I have to stay at the house at night. Okay. I'm the shift manager, so.
Let's see.
It's on the Instagram, Maddie.
Oh, it's on the...
Yeah, look it up.
Barstool Sports Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, I know this girl last night who was at this power plant, and she was looking for a Pokemon with my friend, and the security guard came out and was like, "What?" Because it looks like she's just taking photos.
They have a map on their phone, basically, and it looks like real life.
It's ran on the same engine as Google Maps. So basically, it's like your maps, and you walk around, and then there'll be like a Pokemon across the street, and you go over there.
I want to hate this.
So did you see...
Guys, I want to hate this.
It's kind of cool.
It sounds pretty awesome.
It sounds pretty fun.
So this girl, like, freaked this guy out.
I think on my tour, all I'm going to be doing is playing Pokemon Go.
Here's the video, by the way.
But let's see. Well, send it to Maddie so he can pull it up for the fucking fans.
Did you see Nintendo rose $4 billion over the past week?
Is this their game?
It's their game.
Yeah, Pokemon's a Nintendo.
Do you have to pay for this game?
No.
No, it's free.
How do they make money?
How do they make money?
Oh, sure, free shit.
I'm sure WWE probably threw them. I mean, you know, that kind of shit like that. You could throw them money. I mean, I'm sure you guys could get a Pokemon in this stool right here if you guys threw
I want to know if we have Pokemon in the room. Maddie, are you trying to figure out a way to set up?
He got it.
You got it? All right, pull it up on the big screen for everyone to view as well. I want to hate this. I want to hate it, but as we're describing it, we're all rolling our eyes, but as we're describing it...
knocks on my door all day. That's... won't leave me alone. Go away, please!
It's not real.
That's not real.
Not real. Nobody would continue
literally
to knock that way.
Yeah.
Getting knocks on my door.
That's fake.
Yeah, that's fake. All right, stop it.
Nice try, Barstool Sports.
Yeah. So then you find them in real life and you capture them. But is there any rules to the game? Like, do you have to do it in a certain order?
I think
is it just randomly you capture
Pokemon? I think it's like Pokemon. You got to collect them all.
People are hooking up, though. It's like a new hookup thing. They go to like hotspots, and the people like hooking up with the hotspots.
How soon do you think before we have some sort of Pokemon Go rape story?
I'm sure it's already happened.
Yeah.
Dude, there's going to be a Pokemon in some pedophile's apartment, and he's just going to be cleaning up.
I got all of them in here, kids. Come here.
I got all the Pokemans in here.
That's fucking funny. So, Maddie, did you download the app yet? Yeah. See, can you scan the room for Pokemon?
I'm just going through the...
I'll do it. I downloaded it already.
You already have it. I thought you deleted it.
Can I
tell you what happened with Scopo? Scopo got caught in a lie.
Yeah.
We were all calling it stupid. Right? We're like, oh, what a fucking dumb app. And then he goes, yeah, dude, I got it, but I deleted it. It's dumb. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's right back.
It was too much data. It was killing my data.
This is why you got to have Metro PCS.
I mean, I'm assuming it drains the fuck out of your phone.
Unlimited data, dude.
What, Metro PCS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
What do you mean you don't know how they do it?
It seems like there's some kind of catch somewhere.
No, there's no fucking catch.
Every company could do it. They just don't want to pay for it.
I mean, I have unlimited data on T-Mobile.
I don't know. Dude, whatever the PR is that like the other companies do to make it look like MetroPCS and Boost Mobile are just for spics and black people. Like, they really have made it like you are a fucking dumb, caged animal if you have MetroPCS. And I'm like, I don't understand the upside.
Do they have a chunky blonde white girl shilling for it? That's, yeah.
Is that the new chick?
Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
for Mexicans and darkies.
Yeah, all right, what happened, Matt? Or Scopo, are you looking for Pokemon right now?
It's loading. It's like taking forever to load.
I hope there's a Pokemon with his dick in Lewis's mouth right now. You're just getting red. Someone should make another version
this
of
it. This is like
Pokemon's just like dry humping.
This is a different type of video game. I like this because it's almost like incorporating technology into the real world. This is the first game I've ever heard of like this. And now that type of platform can be used for so many cool things. Like, fuck Pokemon. I just like the concept in general. Like, it's like almost like, remember you played Manhunt when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Manhunt, yeah.
It's like the new digital Manhunt.
And it's also, you know, it's cool because it like, makes you active. Like if you don't walk around, then you don't get any, like, you just can't sit still and wave your phone around. You have to go explore. So I guess like something they were saying, like kids are way more active now, or they've been walking
around. I want to do this so bad.
What, the Pokemon?
Yeah. Can you do it with virtual reality glasses?
I think Squirtle's in here, but I don't know how to use it.
No.
Here,
Squirtle? Who the fuck is Squirtle?
He's a turtle.
Matt, do you know about this
Squirtle
stuff?
A turtle?
My brothers are like way younger than me, so they came up during this. I remember, yeah. Them doing all this shit.
Let me look up Squirtle. Oh!
There's like Squirtle, Charizard.
How cute is he? Pull up a picture of Squirtle right now.
It does look like Baby Lewis. Squirtle definitely looks like Baby Lewis.
It looks like my son. Fuck. Dude, Squirtle's adorable. Are you fucking kidding me? Squirtle is a Pokemon species in Nintendo and Game Freak's Pokemon franchise. It was originally conceived by Game Freak's character development team and finalized by Ken Sugimori.
There's three outside, I think.
There's three Pokemon outside.
Hold on. Let me see.
That's us. So this is us. So there's a dinosaur, a dog. I feel so...
What? Old. Where
They're
are
right
they?
Right outside on the front door.
And that Squirtle.
All right, let's all go.
Hold on. We're Maddie. Done. Maddie.
Oh, that's a wrap.
This fucking cute, dude.
Where the fuck are these guys? But hold on. Can I... You have to be... It has to be kind of where you're at.
It looks like they're across the street.
Yeah, so you have to go downstairs and be like...
Okay, so this is the door... So they're on 12th Street, basically on the corner of...
They're at the laundromat.
They're on the corner of 11th Street and Avenue B. Maddie, you going to catch them? Maddie, go catch them!
Hey, hold on, I have an idea.
What's he going to do?
I don't know, but all I know is he has an idea about Pokemon.
How great would it be if we just heard a gunshot in the bathroom?
I'm going to take you a long time to ask you that idea, dude.
It would be the best, the best idea Maddie ever had.
You've been singing that idea for fucking years.
Hold on, I have an idea. Oh, fuck,
it's called
Maddie.
Follow through, Maddie.
That is fucking... All right, dude, I wanted to hate this thing.
It's pretty cool.
But all I want to do is end this show and go catch Squirtle right now.
But I don't think it ends, though. I think once you get one...
Look at him.
I think you get wet, and then you're like, I got to keep fucking going.
I got to keep on getting
chasing
Pokemon.
The dragon now.
Yeah, it's addictive.
Yeah.
He's pretty fucking
But
cute,
can I ask you a question? It is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Does that become a big monster and
so
eat
they
you?
Tell you what this, we'll tell you what's going on right now. Hold I am on. Professor Willow.
Who's this guy?
I guess he's the fucking main guy.
Scopo hair. He's got Christian Finnegan hair.
What does it say?
Did you know that this world is inhabited by creatures known as Pokemon? Are Pokemon friendly or are they evil?
Some of them are good, I think.
Yeah, they're like animals. They could be either.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it.
If you want to keep reading it, I think it's telling you what
Pokemon
to do.
Pokemon can be found in every corner of the earth. Some run across plains. Others fly through the skies. Some live in the mountains or in the forests or near water. Or some on 12th on, Street by a Chinese restaurant.
Some live on Ralph's couch.
Ralph!
He's not here. I was going to ask him if we could hook up the... I got an idea.
Never what mind. Were you going to do?
We have the microphone that goes into your phone. I was thinking we should all just fucking take off.
Call
and
Ralph right now and see.
You can create your own player.
Well, here's what I can do. Right now, I can go out and I can Periscope... Hold on. I can Periscope myself doing it while you pull it up in real time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a
so then you could be outside in the heat looking for imaginary cartoon characters, and we could be in here. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Later.
That's it. Hold on. Maddie, pull up my Periscope. I'm going to do this live on the show right now. We've never done this type of technology, okay?
So I got to
It looks cool. I just couldn't.
You want to take my phone? You got to go walk outside and get some.
Hold on. I just couldn't open that Pandora's box.
Playing. Well, I got to wait till I'm outside because I'll lose service. Pokemon.
Go. Oh, I got one. This one right across the street.
Hold on. I'm going.
I got this two. It's popping up all over the place.
Shut up.
There's a green sludge, a little dog. And, oh, there's another one. Wait, that one's inside. That one's in the house, right?
There's only one Squirtle. That one's really close. Or is there a lot of Squirtles everywhere?
I think there's multiple of each.
That one's really close, though.
Yeah, there's like tons of different kinds. Okay, but there's
guys, you hold on.
But there's only one.
Oh, it's right here.
Pikachu.
What do you mean? No way.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Squirtle.
I told you. He was like by the soundboard before.
He's inside the closet.
How do I get him?
Well,
Squirtle, come out of the closet. Queer.
Come on, you fucking homo.
Wait, you gotta get him.
Wait, so you have to throw shit at him?
You caught him?
I fucking got him.
I think you shot him. Is that how you get him? Is you kill him?
Now he's in that thing, like the Ghostbusters have.
Yeah.
Someone should make
Squirtle
a fucking...
Squirtle was caught. You know my total is 600 points.
What?
Someone should make like a horror game like this.
You just search for dirty sluts?
No. H-O-R-R-O-R. But horror.
Horror.
Either way. Either way, I'm in.
Dude, is that like, is that a horror game?
I mean, the horror was way better than the
horror.
Then we won't have to leave this apartment to play.
Yeah.
All right, well, forget my Periscope then. I kind of want to just do it. Can we do that? Can we see if that technology works, Matt?
I mean, there's some on the street.
Pull up my Periscope. It's fine.
They're right outside.
Hey, this guy's some talented Pokemon catcher, so.
Yeah.
I got that going for me.
Refresh it. I want to see if this actually works.
I can't imagine it wouldn't.
I don't know exactly. What is the play it.
We might loop, so
I don't give a shit. Play it and then play it up on the big screen for them.
Yeah.
So that's happening right now. So we could pull up my Periscope in real time. This is fucking interesting technology that we have, guys. All right. Sorry, guys.
But while that's up, though, I don't think you could have the Pokemon app up at the same time.
No,
right?
But he uses his
two
phone.
Phones, yeah.
Oh. Dusko, Tinkle, whatever your name is. All right, I'm not going to play this Pokemon game right now. I will play it later, though.
Do you remember when it was awesome when you could just watch porn on your phone? Remember that? Those are good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's telling me
I
had a movie.
I never really got into watching porn on my phone, though.
You're a laptop guy?
Yeah, I'm not even. Here's the thing. I thought I would be. Like, I plug my laptop into the TV and watch porn on my TV guy. I've done that, like, twice ever. Like, yeah, I like it right on my laptop.
Yeah.
Finger distance. I don't want to feel paranoid. I feel like when it's up on the big screen, you have that sense of paranoia where somebody could walk in, even if there's no chance somebody's going to walk in. It just kind of feels that way.
It's also, like, as many, like, if there's more than one step, just pull out your dick and punching it over and over again. If there's more than that, I kind of feel like shit. So if there's like I have the virtual reality thing,
and you never,
I gotta open up the thing, I gotta plug my phone in, I gotta drag and drop. It's like 10 minutes, and I could have already busted and then move on to the next.
Well, it is. It's like a shameful thing, like masturbating in a weird way. Like when I do it, like I do kind of feel shameful. I feel like a fucking loser. Right as soon as I come, I feel like a fucking
Jim Jeffries has
moron.
That great line after you come. He's like, what'd you do that for? You're a grown man.
Yeah, Big J has a whole bit about, you know, full ball decisions and empty ball decisions as well. But it does feel kind of shameful. I was thinking about this actually on the subway today. I think we're no longer in a time where little kids are going to have little jerk off parties together. And I talked about that on Legion of Skanks a while ago.
You thought about that in the subway?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well,
what
because,
are you talking about?
Were there like four kids in the subway and you thought about that?
Well, no. You know when you were like a little kid and you would, you guys would have one porn video, you'd all go to opposite corners of the room and jerk off together?
Yeah.
Thank you, Maddie.
Fucking
Zach.
We went to the bathroom. Everyone took turns in the bathroom.
But, all right, fine. Whatever it was, though. But it was like group masturbation in a weird way. We've all did one form of it or another.
Never.
Maybe Tinkle, no, because you're a fucking weirdo. But
yeah, come on.
Zach, of course. Yeah. That doesn't exist anymore because of internet porn. Because the reason we did it back in the day was because there'd be one tape. You'd have one magazine, one tape, your friend's dad's porn collection. We used to have viewing parties of my friend John's father's porn. He used to have like an entire cabinet of like porn and dildos. He was like a freak. Not a freak. He was a dude. and who just made enough money to fucking buy all that porn. If you, it's kind of funny because I remember as a young kid being like, what a fucking perv. He's got like 50 porn videos and he's got like, you know, 8 dildos and a couple cock rings. And we used to just raid his porn cabinet. And now I think about that, it's like, do you know how little porn 50 videos is? Like today? Like that's like nothing.
I can get 50 videos in a matter of 10 seconds.
Every time I jerk off, I go through 20, 30 videos just to find the one that I'm going to jerk to. But I remember I really did judge him. But we would all go over this kid's house, every kid in the neighborhood. There'd be like 8 of us. And we would have screenings. And we didn't have jerk parties with that whole crew. But you'd save a mental image of it, or you'd sneak off to the bathroom for a few and rub one out. But that was like a group activity that I think new generations won't experience. You
think everyone has their phones and they can just have their own little
masturbation
party.
Has become private again. It's become a private activity. It is.
It really is sad.
It's a sad time we live in.
Mm-hmm.
This is Trump's world.
Made a lot of friends do masturbation parties.
Yeah.
What was your first porno tape that you had?
First porno tape. Well, I told you we broke into my friend Ryan's house to tape the Playboy Channel because he had a black box. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't porno. First porno tape I had was just like a shitty like early 80s era porn with a lot of like hairy pussy and dicks. It was fine.
Mine was the grodiest fucking black porn. All the girls looked drugged, and I remember my friend gave it to me in a Mr. Bean case.
That's a good one.
Oh, it was gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's sometimes the reason why I like black chicks so much, though.
Yeah.
Because that's like my first porn was all black chicks.
Yeah. What was your first porn?
Peter North. Peter North had a threesome with 2 chicks, and I was like watching it, and like I thought that was sex when he just fucking rammed the girls.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. And I realized until later, that's not sex.
Yeah.
Not the same kind of sex we had.
Yeah, I feel like even porn back then was very mild compared to what it is now. There was no throat fucking.
No.
There was no cream pies back in the day. You know what it is? Because
they didn't have the technology.
Well, tape was so expensive back then. To film a fucking porn movie back in the day, how much money must it have cost to do that? Now with like digital technology, they could just go through hours and hours of bullshit footage. So they figured out what people's fetishes were. They weren't going to roll the dice and fucking spend $30,000 putting together an Asian cream pie series. Because who the fuck liked that? We didn't know.
Watching like Boogie Nights and they do those kind of videos where it was like, kind of like a story. I've never watched a porno where it was like a story.
I have.
Really? Yeah. It was always like scenes. Always scenes.
Because I had an ex-girlfriend who liked porn, but she liked the stories. Mm-hmm. So we watched like Pirates. I remember that was one that we purchased for like $50 and sat down like it was a movie and like fucked a couple times during it.
Yeah, there's a really good one called Hospital that's like all really banging hot goth girls.
Oh, really?
It's really awesome. Yeah. And they're like in an insane asylum. It's really good.
I'm kind of out of goth girls now,
too. I got a new porn goth girl you're going to love.
Who?
She's called Janice Griffith.
She's not, first of all, she's not goth. Yeah. She's not new. Second of all, third of all, you're an idiot.
She's on my follow her on
Smoke Show.
On Snapchat, I follow her.
Smoke Show.
Pink hair, purple hair.
Smoke Show.
So hot.
Oh my God. So hot. She's not goth. She's not.
She's
new.
Goth to me.
Well, she's actually one of those girls who, like, she's under every category.
Yeah, well, she did an interview.
She's under, like, Latin girls, white girls.
She did an interview about racism and porn. And she was like, she was like, I get booked for so much stuff because people don't know what the fuck I am. Yeah, she's perfect. She's got big, like, stretch-out ears.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's why you're calling her goth. Scopo really is just a fucking meathead at the lunch table in high school. It's like, yo, bro.
Someone just goth broad.
Dude.
Goth broad, beat it.
Purple hair and stretched-out ears. I was like, wow, this girl smokes. And she smokes weed just naked all the time.
Yeah. Oh. She's great. She's fucking excellent. Her body's out of control.
Oh, is that the girl that dude threw in the pool?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Do you remember that?
World.
Yeah. I didn't know that was her.
That's really funny because we talked about it on this show.
I believe that's a past Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Yeah, he is a Real Ass Dude of the Week. What's his name? Balzerian?
I follow him on Snapchat.
Dan
Balzerian.
Balzerian, yeah. Dude, he took Janice Griffith and threw her off our roof and broke her leg.
Did you guys just see
He's Real Ass Dude of the Week again.
Yeah, he's just some rich dude.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rich. He's a real ass dude.
And yes, I just drooled all over my mic.
Did you guys miss that?
No, he just gave himself a cream pie all over the fucking... Yeah.
Oh, shit. I want to get the fuck out of here and find me a Squirtle. So let's see here. What else is going on, guys? I guess let's guess the news really quick because there's a lot of despair in the news this week.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
I love this. I fucking love it. A lot of death. I can't. Look, I've had a very busy month. Been on TV 3 times this month, guys. 3 times. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake don't fuck around this month. Filmed Black and White yesterday for A&E. Filmed Comedy Knockout the other day and the Gaffigan Show a couple weeks ago.
Can I say, what is you bribing the people in Comedy Knockout was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, Zach was there for that. Were you there yet or not?
I got there as you were doing
He was giving out candy. He goes, vote for Lewis.
Vote for Lewis. Don't be a sucker. And I give him lollipops.
Oh, did they film you do that too?
No, I did it for my Periscope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that television crew dropped the ball because they really
did.
Funny.
It's a really hilarious thing.
Hilarious thing you did.
I still lost. Cocksuckers, they only gave me enough energy to get me through round one. And then they were like, nah, Big J's funnier.
Yeah, you gave him one lollipop. What do you expect?
Dude, I gave him a lot of lollipops. I was working the line. But yeah, I've been busy. I've been in my own world. I have so much shit going on in the world of the Real Ass Dude that I haven't been paying attention to world issues and news. Now, apparently, we're in the midst of another race war. Is that what's happening?
I think
it's a continuation of the race war.
It really is. I mean,
I think it's the same shit, dude.
I really think it is.
Yeah.
Every 4 or 5 months
there's not
now,
a new race that just came and we're like, who the fuck is that? It's the same shit.
A black kid gets shot to death.
You know what it is? The cops kill black people in bunches. They go like 2-3 at a time and then it goes and then they go hard and then we stop for a few months.
Well, here's what happens. Okay.
And
they
keep going again.
Cops, it's I think it's pretty constant. If you put it on a fucking chart, it would be pretty regularly cops are just killing people. I think cops do have too much power. And the same way I don't think that a human being should just be able to go buy a gun and pull a trigger and kill somebody. You know, I count cops in that category as well. It's like it shouldn't be that easy to kill somebody. You know, I think there's a problem with we have these death machines that we could hold in our hands and point at other people and take their lives really easily. I don't know what the solution is. I don't like that, though. If I could snap my fingers and take every gun out of the world, I would just fucking boom. That's that. Nobody has guns. We have to fucking fight each other with swords. Unfortunately, I don't have that power. As much as I've read Harry Potter, as much as I've tried, I'm sure there's a spell for it. Don't have that power. But what I think it is just in general, cops kill people, and it becomes a very sensationalized, sexy front page story when it ends up being an unarmed black man. And it's just ratings. They know that, like, oh, shit, every newspaper, every news station loves when a young black kid gets killed that doesn't have a gun.
They can sell.
Because they know that people are tuning the fuck in. People are outraged. They're fearful. The news sells fear. And this is why every few months it happens again. It, just like it's been happening, I believe, all throughout our life. We just have the news on our phones at all the time now.
And also we have the technology to have it filmed.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a big deal because now we're seeing videos of it happening.
This has been happening all of our lives before we lived. And in my opinion, I believe as a society, maybe I'm wrong about it, but I think we've gotten better. I think less innocent, black or white, whatever. I think less innocent people are being killed by cops today than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30
or
years
the 60s.
Before that. Yeah.
So
the problem is they end up using this to kind of feed a lot of anger on both sides. And it ends up being they create this
division.
Yeah, it's all
it's
division.
A division right now.
So they create this thing where it's like it's so every time you don't even have to fucking read the actual news or go through the details. Black guy gets killed. No matter who the guy is, no matter what happens, Black Lives Matter movement goes, it's an injustice, these fucking cops are murderers, we should fucking tear down the streets, light the fucking buildings on fire, we should go nuts. Every time without fail, the fucking white right-wing guys are going, dude, it's another fucking thug, he was up to no good,
They don't even look at the details, and they just make the they give their opinion. I mean, within seconds, there's no way this many people are doing this much research for this many people to be this opinionated.
You know, I was watching after the Dallas shootings. I watched CNN, then I watched Fox News, and the angles that they were coming from were completely different. Fox News was literally coming from the cop. They were showing like cops going to the crime scene, and CNN was showing the people going running away from the crime. So they're literally dividing people. They're going, if you're a white person, you're probably going to watch the cop side. If you're a black person, you're going to watch the CNN side. It's total division.
Yeah. So we
BET had the view from the shooter.
I'm surprised, by the way. I'm surprised he didn't like Facebook Live it himself, the shooting.
Yeah, if I was gonna do a mass shooting, it would definitely be on Lewis Cope.
I'm gonna be honest, it would be a wasted.
It would probably be your biggest hit, though.
It would be.
Yeah,
it would be. There was that one girl who committed suicide on Periscope. She jumped in front of a train.
I didn't hear about that.
Shitty Periscoper, though. She didn't even get the train coming. She should have selfied the train coming from behind.
Or even better than that, you know, like next train, 3 minutes, and then, ooh. Oh, shit, what's going to happen in 3 minutes?
It's all hearts.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, I didn't even do as much research on these two guys. Wasn't the one guy like a fucking pedophile, though?
He got convinced. I can't remember the exact term, but it's that thing where you're like, you're a little too old, and she's a little too young.
Oh, that's right. I did read this. He was 20. She was 14.
Jared Fogle story.
And he got her pregnant.
Oh.
Well, it's a little different than Jared Fogle.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of the... Also, yeah, it's like you're not 21 yet, and she's not 18 yet.
I know a lot of 19-year-olds who fucked 15- and 16-year-old girls when they were 19. Is that even illegal?
I think you could get put up on something.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, if you guys go to the same, if it's like one of those things that you go to the same high school, then it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I want a fucking app for these chicks. Where are they at? And you just walk out the street. Oh, there's a cock savage 3 blocks away to the right. Oh, so great.
I mean,
middle school this way.
Oh, there's a line already. Fuck.
My app keeps taking me to this mansion in Long Island.
There's a dinosaur in the backyard. That's weird.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to call him a fucking pedophile for being 20 and fucking a 14-year-old.
No,
that's not a pedophile.
No, not at all.
That's just being a fucking dude. He fucked up.
Yeah.
He got caught.
He's a dude.
And you know, she could have been saying she was 16, 17.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's true as well. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's just her word versus his.
And even if you said 14, it sounds like 16.
It's hotter that way.
If you have a boner, everything sounds like...
Dude, I'm sorry.
Listen, black girls get ass and titties young. You can't tell sometimes.
Your Honor, I would have used my brain, but all of the blood had rushed to my penis. So, all right. So that guy, all right, he wasn't as much of a piece of shit, but was he armed?
Which,
Maddie, tell me the details of this case, because I know you are racist.
He's going to go Fox News.
Which one
though.
Are you talking about?
The guy that got shot on the ground. Alton, I think his name was.
Yeah, the Alton Sterling one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you know, Maddie? Because I want to. Because Maddie
he had a gun in his pocket.
Maddie will always side with the police.
No, I won't.
I know.
He's one of these guys that always sides with the police.
It's not true at all. You guys always assume
they were, the
that
cops
you
were called to the place because they heard there was a suspect with arm that was armed.
Yes,
and he fit the description of the suspect. And
while they were fighting him on the ground, he allegedly went for his gun. The other one was really fucked up, and I wept when I watched the video.
You wept?
Yeah.
Well, that's just fucking...
Like, out of his dick.
Like a bitch. Yeah.
So, hold on.
Yeah, the other one's really sad.
What, where the guy got shot in his car?
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
But...
Because there was a kid, and it was a mess.
Oh, what?
Well, all right.
Yeah, so, let's just do the Alton Sterling one first.
They approached him. They tasered him, and he was a big guy. He didn't go down right away. Then they got him on... They tackled him.
I gotta say, at that point, you become a violent criminal when you don't comply. I can't say this
shit's
enough.
Fucked up if you have to get tasered, period.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting tasered and tackled by the cops,
you fucked up.
But they
you really
do not have internet
up.
Do you not know how this ends? Fucking lay down on the ground.
A cop say that they were wrong in the way they brought him down. There was a terrible the way they brought him up.
Yeah,
the procedure
I don't know,
of bringing someone down was not the right way.
They're human beings and people make mistakes. So I if somebody makes an error in the way they tackle a suspect who's violently resisting arrest, I'm not really that hard on them.
But the problem is, dude, they had the guy on the ground. He wasn't going for his gun. And then all you hear him say, he has a gun. Then the guy just takes his fucking gun out and points it at his head.
Shot him in the head.
No, he shot him in the chest.
He pointed the gun at his head. The guy wasn't going anywhere. They had him on the ground. He wasn't going anywhere.
There's something scary about a guy that's struggling with a firearm on him, though. I mean, you have to give some level of understanding in that situation.
Yeah, if I'm a cop, I got a kid. You know, some dude's going for his gun, and I got a gun out. And
I got to get home to my family tonight.
You know, that's kind of where...
Well, what's going for his gun? If he's laying on that... See,
yeah,
I don't
he
understand.
Wasn't really going
if
for his gun.
If he's laying on his stomach, and there's people on him, and they're tasering him, if you, like, move your hand to your waist, dude, he's still not going anywhere. Like,
yeah.
I mean...
I believe he was on his back... But there are people that, like, took the video, and, like, literally one cop's got his one arm and one cop's got his knee on his other arm. Like, it definitely appears this guy was...
He was not going anywhere.
He wasn't reaching for anything because his fucking hands were tied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks rough.
Well, the problem is you can't just, like, beat the shit out of somebody anymore because it's all caught on tape. So there's this, like...
There's a jump from peacefully arresting somebody to murdering them?
That's my point. The point is there's no line between a street of fist
fight.
So
we should give them a little more room to beat the shit out of criminals.
They should be... Well, look, would you rather him shot or he gets punched in the face a few times so he's subdued?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? In that situation.
I really don't know.
That's a great argument, Maddie. Listen, we gave you guys Rodney King. You got mad at that, so now we're just going to shoot him.
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, look, here's just my problem. Stop fucking... And this is what I would tell my son if my son ends up being... My son won't be a criminal, knock on wood. But, you know, if my son ends up being like a fuck-up, and I'm like, look, if the cops fucking get you, put your hands behind... This is white, black, Chinese, Asian, Puerto Rican, doesn't fucking matter, okay? Put your hands behind your back because it's going to end badly for you if you try fighting these cops. I'm not... You know, I can't sit here and go like... Oh, you're going to be shot to death by cops? I know that that's a thing that black people have, like, a legitimate fear of, but I have a legitimate fear of cops. Anybody who's ever been arrested for smoking a joint in public has a real fear. It's like almost like the presence of cops makes you uncomfortable. You know, if you've ever driven a car cop drives up behind you and you're like, fuck, dude, am I going to get pulled over right now?
Just that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that moment where you see a cop in your rearview mirror, that exact moment, is I believe how black people feel in general
the
when they see
all the
cops.
Time.
Anytime they pass a cop on the street, straighten the way I'm driving out. But what you do is you straighten the way that you're driving. You make sure that you don't do anything illegal. You don't start fucking fist fighting a cop or calling them pigs or antagonizing them. I'm not saying it's right, but you have to use your fucking common sense and realize that it's not going to end well if you're trying to fight cops.
Yeah.
Period. Every time. So the guy Alton Sterling, yeah, dude, he's resisting arrest. It fucking sucks that the guy was killed, but you still have to go, buddy, it's just as fucked up on your end to try to go and fight fucking cops.
When you have a gun on you.
You have a fucking, was it an illegal firearm?
That I don't know.
I believe he had a concealed carry.
The guy in the car had
a concealed carry permit.
This other one I think had already been previously arrested and was ineligible but I'll double check.
Okay.
Look up Alton Sterling and find out if his gun, because if he had an illegal gun, he's fighting a fucking cop. I don't know, dude. Yeah, I get that. You also just, there's so much nuance there. You don't actually know what happened in those moments because I know the camera like moved away, but you don't really know until you're right there. And I just can't feel bad for that guy. I just can't feel bad.
I feel
for
bad
him.
For his family.
No, yeah, but I feel he fucked up. Does he have a kid?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you fucked up. You're going to be an asshole. You're going to have an illegal firearm. You're going to fight a cop.
Still, do
you fucked up and you left your kid because you're an idiot.
You still shouldn't have been shot.
I mean, is that
he was on the ground. He was not going for his gun. Why was he killed?
But who says?
Because the guy was fear. The cops were fearing for their
lives.
They're
saying he did go for his gun and you weren't there.
It's their word versus.
Of course.
Dude, Matt, the arms are down.
But I just
looking at the camera. He's not
going
anywhere.
Do you know what
his arms are down by his waist where his gun was, Scope.
It's not good.
Let me say this, Scopo. Do you know how much shit this person has to deal with for killing a guy? Just in general.
Oh, his life's over.
When this happens, he has to change his name. His kids are probably being fucking threatened. He has to go into hiding. Nobody wants to go and murder an innocent young black person. I don't believe that that person exists on any police force. Or it's such an immeasurable percentage of people in the history of crime fighting that they're actually just murdering innocent young black people. I don't think that that's a real sect of people. So I just don't know. I can't look at that and go like, oh, this fucking horrible tragedy. I'm going like, yeah, this guy fucked up. This guy really fucked up and put these cops in a fucked up position. I just don't know. I really don't know. You can't see everything in that video to make a definite assumption.
I think it's fair to say it's unfortunate on all sides.
Yeah. That's the best way to put it, I'd say.
I got a little more info. He pled guilty in 2009 to carrying an illegal firearm, which is a felony, and if you're a felon, you can't carry firearms.
So, okay, so it was an illegal gun, right?
So how come the other guy had a permit? What was his job? Because it seems like if you had to go through all that hassle to get that paperwork done, that you would...
Not in every state. Concealed carry isn't like that big crazy.
In New York is the worst.
In New York, it's like crazy. You have to have it for your job.
Yeah.
But in certain, I know in Florida, you can just get a concealed carry license.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was like.
Yeah. Yeah. Some states are very easy to get.
So these two guys get shot. And then last week.
Thursday.
On Thursday, there was a Black Lives Matter protest. And a sniper, who they caught the guy, right?
They killed him.
Killed him with a robot.
Oh, that's right. They killed him with a robot. RoboCop came in and blew that motherfucker up.
A robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy sniped like 15 cops or whatever from a rooftop.
Killed five
of them.
It was 11. 11 killed five and shot 11.
I'm guessing the news right now.
Okay.
Killed five, shot 11.
And he was a black
it's
guy.
It's time for another
Thank
edition
you. We
of
already did it, Maddie. Thanks.
He was a black sniper?
Yeah.
That's two. That's crazy. One was blew my mind.
They're All taking right. over.
So then this guy was hiding out in a thing, right? And it's so funny to me, like, that anybody would have any problem with this at all, but they had like a drone robot that rolls on the ground.
It was the remote control. It wasn't like autonomous.
Yeah, it came in and fucking dropped a bomb in the room that he was in and basically blew him up. So people are freaking out, being like, oh, the U.S. just killed a man on U.S. soil without a trial. It's like, hold on, if you're in a shootout with a fucking guy, that's what happens. You shoot to kill. You're trying to fucking kill this guy just because they didn't want to put more police lives in danger. I read something that somebody was like, it's your job to put your life in danger if you're a cop. Like, no. Yeah.
No, it's your job to protect lives, including your own.
This guy was willing to die. He's willing to die for what he did.
No, period. If you shoot at the cops, they're completely justified in killing you.
Yeah, that's fucking
Who's
crazy.
Who's mad? Like, what are you, like, anti-robot? Who's like... Look, that's like the brain of racism.
Robot lives matter.
Yeah, robot lives matter, dude.
There are people that are legitimately mad.
Robot.
There are people that are legitimately mad.
They're just being stupid.
That they did this.
Come on.
It was one of these fucking anti-cop blogs.
Yeah, they're just being stupid. It's come on.
Like, we just killed an American citizen on U.S. soil without a trial. Are you out of your fucking mind? He's shooting people in the fucking skull. You take him down, you ask questions later.
People get killed all the time without a trial here. Where the fuck have you been?
This is fucking crazy to me.
But that guy wasn't going to give up. Wasn't going to be like, okay, guys, I'm going to go in now.
They tried to negotiate. The negotiations he was willing. Broke down. They ended up having a shootout during the negotiation process. Like,
he went into
this guy.
Going to die. I'm going to die.
I'd say I wish we had an entire force of robot police. Maybe that would stop the killings.
It just makes me laugh that, like, he just fucking roll in the room with a bomb. Dink. Yep. Drop it and then just fucking roll out.
See you later. Johnny Five is alive.
Wow, that's pretty badass.
Why don't we do that, though? Why aren't there more robot cops?
I mean, that was probably a little sampler. Dude, there's a lot of robots.
You think give it
costs,
time. Give
you
it
think
time.
It costs more than having an actual police force? The amount of training that goes involved?
You kidding me?
Yeah, you could just not program them to be racist, too, and then they'll just kill everyone equal.
Wouldn't that be crazy if robot cops were just racist naturally? Freeze, jigaboo. They have all of them. We didn't program that.
That job just makes
We
them
wrote
like
a
that.
Specific algorithm into the robot, and they pick out who's going to commit crimes, and they just happen to choose blacks and Puerto Ricans.
Skynet's really taken over.
That was the premise of that movie, right? What was
Minority Report?
Yeah, Minority Report. That was a good movie,
which is why it was called that.
That was a good movie.
who was doing crimes in the neighborhood? It was called the Minority Report.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that
robot keep going to Harlem. He just keeps doing.
Yeah,
we're not even telling him to do that. That's great.
So they fucking killed this guy, and now everyone's like, dude, it's every time there's people just arguing. People who are this passionate about it just kind of drive me out of my mind. I almost feel like they're rubes. You know, when you see somebody that's just fucking, you know, all into it, completely invested in what's going on with these things, don't you go like, dude, you're just kind of fucking, you're taking the bait. You're taking the bait for either side.
Yeah. If you're putting anything out there saying what your opinion is, it's like, you know, we all think the same kind of things. We just don't. I don't need people to hear what I.
Yeah, it's that's it. We all get it.
It
I
makes
get
it worse.
It. Yeah, and I don't know. It's just. It's like a trend that people have no interesting thoughts or things to say. So they just go and both sides will do it on.
You're special because you don't want people to fucking die.
Yeah,
that's novel.
So yeah, man, that's what's going on in the world. I don't know.
I want to see that robot. Is there like a photo of the robot?
I'm sure.
With like a Medal of
Maddie,
Honor?
Pull it up.
Is he getting like the?
He's got the shield.
Watch, this is going to be so upsetting. He's just going to be like a fucking little piece of metal. In my head, he has like wheels for feet.
A little bit shorter of a show today, guys. I apologize because I have to go do Bennington right after this.
A pound of C4.
Oh, fuck yes. That's a battle bot, bro.
Unprecedented move to save officers' lives. In the heat of battle, the Dallas police used the extraordinary tactic, likely a first in America, a robot with a bomb to kill a cop-killing sniper.
We knew through negotiations this
Anderson
was
Silva,
because he was
chief of police,
asking us how many did he get. And he was telling us how many more he wanted to kill.
He had already,
you know, they just went to the only black cop in the room, like, dude, you have to go talk right now.
Civilians during a 45
minute promoted that day.
Yeah.
We want to see that, man.
Trying to find the actual robot.
454 grams of C4.
Oh,
we
Jesus.
We asked explosives expert Matt Barnett to show us how this might have worked in the scenario detailed by the chief. First, officers had to maneuver the robot to the second floor. This is a similar model. Notice the arm extension. That would have held the C4 explosive in place. Police then had to get it close without the suspect knowing it was there. It was positioned behind a brick wall.
This 2x4 right here is going to simulate the arm of a robot. This C4 will be attached to this arm directly against the wall right here.
We set up strategically placed cameras and built a brick wall with rebar inside to demonstrate
the robot
the blast
as well.
Range. To give you some idea of just how
we just spent $80,000 destroying this robot for this new segment.
More than a football field away from that wall, and when it explodes, those fragments could be dangerous to the human body, even here. That
oh, wow.
is outside,
wow.
inside a building.
Okay. All right, I got it, man.
Damage to the human body.
Thank you, News, for explaining to us how shrapnel works.
That a bomb
dummy.
Kills a human yeah. body. Yeah, whatever, man. I say good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, anything to save more lives.
Yeah, dude, you can't you can't have a guy that's blindly killing cops. It's like you're literally to make a point. Here's your whole thing. You're going to make a point, and people are a lot of the Black Lives Matter protester people are just they're ecstatic about it. They're like, yeah, fuck these cops. There was one football player that posted a picture of a cop with his throat being slit. Like,
I had some guy on Facebook going, "Don't feel bad for these cops; they're all pigs." And I just have these.
That's fucking.
This guy.
That's crazy.
Like,
to
ridiculous.
Me. That, like, here's the thing, right? Like, no innocent person should be killed. Most of the time, the people that are being killed and sensationalized in the news, black, white, whatever, they're fucking criminals. They're doing some shady, fucked up shit. You know, I'm not saying every time, but 99% of the time, okay? If cops were out there just randomly shooting people, randomly fucking kicking people's doors and just shooting them in the head, innocent people, yeah, I would be out there on the front lines protesting. But typically, that's not happening. Typically, it's people that are resisting arrest, committing a violent offense, and then it comes down to some fucking crazy scuffle where they end up getting shot, and I go, dude, don't be a fucking moron. You know, like, literally, there's some fucking cop who he's got three kids now where they're growing up without a father because some fucking moron decided to get up on a roof and blast a fucking bullet through his head randomly just because he decided to fucking... Maybe this is one of the good cops. I know a lot of good cops. A lot of really good people. They're not just fucking shitheads. So,
I gotta say though, the second shooting, what's his name, Cash, Philando,
the Castile one,
Castile, that was pretty bad. That
was rough. Yeah.
That was bad. That cop got scared and shot.
Yeah, but once again, you don't know what happened before that video camera started.
From what the girlfriend or wife said, he said that he was reaching for his gun. The guy said, "Don't move." And he goes, "I have a gun." The guy officer said, "Don't move."
I have a problem.
And the guy goes,
I see somebody
the
in the news
goes,
wearing a picture of their dead relative on their shirt. I'm just like, I just don't trust anything they say.
They had those pre-printed.
Yeah.
They knew.
Yeah, you knew he was a fucking problem. You had those made 3 years ago when they were on sale.
This is 2009.
Can we get to the segment where Lewis hands me $20 for being right?
Oh, yeah. I got to give you fucking money. We're not doing that segment today. fucking Brock Lesnar won. We don't have time because I got to do the questions. But, yeah, Brock Lesnar did win.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
That's crazy to me.
Can I ask you guys both, how do you think UFC 200 was? A lot of people were saying it was kind of shitty.
Abysmal.
It was, yeah, it wasn't good.
The main card was abysmal.
And it was abysmal.
It was Not exciting.
Nothing made any sense. The yellow fucking canvas made no sense.
When Dana White was
the yellow canvas just bugged the fuck out of me.
It was just irritating. It looked amateur-y.
When Dana White was, this is the biggest, baddest fight card ever. And then I was looking at her. I saw some of the fights. I was like, these aren't the greatest.
On paper, it was the biggest, baddest fight card ever. A lot of the fights weren't.
The way they promoted it, though, was this is the greatest thing ever.
There wasn't these crazy moments, or I guess maybe there was a few, but they didn't go in our way. Like, I know Misha lost, right. That, you know, took your friends with her. So if you're a fucking,
it was bad, dude. I was not. Yeah.
Well, what's her name? Who beat her?
Amanda Nunes.
If you're a Nunes fan, that was the greatest night of your life.
Yeah.
Well, all you five know? Of you are.
You ate God pussy happier than you ever did before in your life.
But, I mean, it was kind of anticlimactic with a lot of things that happened. The DC Anderson Silva fight ended up kind of being a fucking shit show. The Brock Lesnar fight wasn't super exciting. Brock did everything he was supposed to do in that fight to win. The Frankie Edgar fight, kind of disappointing end to it. Kane fight was good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kane was a fucking monster. Kane's back. That was a really amazing performance.
Throwing fucking wheel kicks.
I mean, I think the story of the week happens
all the time, though, with fight cards. They end up on paper looking way better than they end up being. And then the fight cards that aren't supposed to be that great end up being phenomenal.
Well, I mean, I know it was going to be that bad, but I had some hunches that if the Brock fight went his way, it was going to be like that. And I had a feeling Daniel Cormier was not going to, like, but it makes sense. I mean, I don't like Daniel Cormier, but he's not going to stand in front of. You're going to stand in front of Anderson Silva and let him fucking fight.
Didn't he say, though, I had to do what I had to do to win?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not going to let this guy. If Silva would have beat Cormier, would have knocked him down a little bit?
That would have been really bad.
100%.
You would have been like, all right, Anderson Silva has to come in and fight for the title now, but he already beat the guy who has the title.
Well, he's not going to say weight class. So, like, he would have stayed champion. Anderson Silva would have went back down to his weight class.
Yeah.
And it'd just be an awkward moment backstage when every time he walks past him, he's going to knock me out, and I never got a chance to fight him again.
Look, I get it, but this is not what we love about mixed martial arts. What we love about mixed martial arts is that anything could fucking happen. And I feel like the lay and pray style of fighting, that's something that died a few years ago. People stopped doing that, number one, because people are losing their contracts. John Fitch, Yushin Okami.
Jake Shields.
They were that style of fight, people were... If you fought that way, the second you lost, the UFC said, get the fuck out of here, dude. You're making our exciting fighters look like fucking children, and it's the most boring, unaesthetically pleasing fighting style in the world. And that's what happened. We watched it. It was almost like I felt like I haven't seen somebody do that in years. Try to win a fight just by getting on top of him.
I mean, I think the story of the week was Eddie Alvarez fight on Thursday.
Yeah.
That was like, dude, mm-hmm. I've never been so happy in my life for that. And that's a guy who like, you know, he actually did a lay and pray fight against Anthony Pettis.
Yep.
And he went right to the MMA media and said, listen, man, I got a family. I need that title shot. I just did what I could to win. And now I'm going to really fight the next guy I fight. And he went out there. He went out like a little Rocky, dude, with like, it was great.
No,
I mean,
it was
that
awesome.
Was like, that was the best for me.
I was so wrong with every pick that I had this week. It was crazy.
Someone sent us a tweet that said, like, listening to your guys' show is now hilarious because everyone was completely wrong.
Oh, my God, dude. Fuck me, dude. I got nothing right.
I did great. I bet on Aldo, Cormier, and Brock, and I won money.
No, nice. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. And fucking Frankie, just shit the bed, dude.
Yeah, you're not look good.
I think
you got a little panicked, I think, once you got
I think really what we did was we started sleeping on Aldo. We forgot that how good Aldo was and for how because he got knocked out that quickly.
Yeah.
Aldo didn't look like he skipped a beat. Frankie was right.
Frankie came up short over and over and over.
Well, Frankie said before the fight, in the pre-fight shit, he was like, dude, he's going to see the best Frankie Edgar he's ever seen. And I think that was true. And I think Jose Aldo is fucking mean and he's ready to come back.
Better.
And, dude, I don't know if Conor McGregor beats Jose Aldo if they fight again, dude. Jose is a monster and he got caught in that fight. I think it's a tough fight for anybody. For Jose Aldo... Who knows? I wouldn't necessarily bet on Conor McGregor in a rematch.
At 100, I mean, I think they're going to have to do it at 155. You're not getting Conor down to 145 again.
We'll see. He wants to have that title.
Yeah, so. He's still swearing that he'll make it back down.
All right, let's do some questions because we got to get out of here.
Asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Yeah, boys. Realize question segment. The morning of the show, I usually post on Facebook. If you need any advice, want some insight into our world, just post a question below that Facebook post, and I will answer them on the show. A lot of questions out there. Okay. All right, let's do it. So, Sam Chavez wants to know, what are everybody's man crushes? His is Jason Lee. I'm guessing yours is The Rock's. Scoopid Scopo's is Derek Jeter, or maybe that dumb soccer player. Matt, you can go first. Who's your man crush?
Luke Rockhold.
Luke Rockhold, really?
Yeah.
You can pull up pictures of the guys in real time for the video viewers so they fucking
know who
they are.
I feel like we do this every week.
What? Man crushes?
Fag out, yeah.
I have way too many man crushes.
Yeah, we fag out a little bit.
No, I'm just saying. I think this dude just wants to embarrass us again.
Yeah, maybe. Who's your man crush?
Scarpa? My original? Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
All right, yeah. All right.
You're a simpleton.
I like him. I really do. I just like his he's fucking, he's suave, he's a good-looking guy.
He
fucking works out a lot. I always see pictures of him working out.
Just
running and biking on the mountains of Hollywood.
Dude, let him go. He's still
getting
going.
Way too gay for me. I know that.
He looked really good in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, look, he's a fucking handsome guy, obviously, but you're just kind of a simpleton, Scopo.
I am. I am a simple guy.
It's not even like an everyman quality. It's like an every housewife in the Midwest quality. That's where your mind, that's the level
cool,
that your
though.
Mind thinks.
Come on, he's cool, man.
He's cool as fuck.
Daisy
he got
confused.
Arrested for being high and playing the bongos naked and like was like, I'm not going to stop playing. And then they came and arrested him. That's pretty badass.
He's not, he's handsome, but like, look at his lips.
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Yeah. It's not nice.
They're not nice lips?
Actually, no.
Nah, he's all bottom lip.
Yeah, a little thin. A little thin-lipped. I don't like it. Tinkle, who do you like? Who's your guy?
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I kind of like rotate. I kind of, you know.
On what?
I don't like to stick on cacks.
Really
I don't really
sick.
Like to stick to. We'll just throw... Clive Owen was a big one of mine for like 5 years.
Clive Owen?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
I like, yeah, old school.
Really?
He should have been James Bond. Fucking bullshit.
Really?
That's a rugged
like?
Man.
It's a rugged man.
You're a homosexual. If you
he's like, not better than McConaughey.
Like I like pretty boys at least. Like that's like a dude where you're like, dude, his scruff gets you,
yeah.
like you like his talent.
That's right.
You're fucking you're
I like, his, acting I like his wit.
You're a fucking homo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prepare to be outdone.
Yeah, who do you like?
Ron Perlman. No.
John Stamos in Cabaret.
John Stamos in Cabaret.
Very specific.
John Stamos in Cabaret.
Did you jerk it to him?
No.
Have you ever jerked it to a dude?
No, I don't think I have.
That'd be weird. I think that's more gay than actually making out with
Whoa.
A dude. That's what you like.
Yeah, that does for me.
How about John Stamos in general?
When the hell was
pretty,
that?
Pretty good looking, dude.
Yeah, like, that's a good looking guy.
He's ageless,
say.
Too. That guy doesn't
he's
age.
He's almost 50. He's got to be over 50, right?
I got to say Brad Pitt. In Snatch.
Ah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I would lean more towards Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall.
No, that tall pretty boy here. I like
that. Fly fishing.
Look, he's a fucking badass.
And he's shredded in
the He's just shredded. Look at those abs. Just want to kiss his abs. It's just fucking eight abs.
You like dogs?
You like abs? Dogs. Out of the face. Hey, let's take my cock.
My.
Yeah, dude. He was a handsome man in that movie.
Fight Club, too. He's shredded and ripped up.
He's a little too thin in Fight Club, though.
Let's keep going with this. This is fun, actually.
Let's go.
Get
another question or two. Let's see. Ryan Watrous wants to know, I just found out that I'm having a baby Gomite. Should I name it Zach Amico Watrous or Louis J. Watrous? If it helps, my name is pronounced Watrous. I just fucking said it. Zach Amico Watrous or Louis J. Watrous? I mean, what do you want to fucking call your kid for the rest? You want to call him Zach?
Zach Amico?
Your parent, it's so funny because you were born at a time where your parents just thought you were going to be a hot guy.
Zach. Yeah.
Nice Italian kid from Jersey.
They were like, yeah, we're going to fucking name this guy Zach. Zach. He's going to be the fucking
he's gonna be the next
captain of the football team.
Yeah.
Did not
fucking
work out.
Zach. He's going to have abs for days.
No,
Zack is hot. Zack.
Yeah.
Zach can be a number of people.
Are you Zach? Yeah.
You're Zach, though.
I just say Zach, but it's Zachary Zachary.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look, we got to fucking go. I apologize for making it a short show today, guys, but this has been a fun one.
I'm getting really upset because that was a good man crushes.
The game.
I have like three more we could go.
We'll play it another day. Yeah, we'll bring in a list.
All right, guys. Look, thanks for listening to the show. Make sure you guys go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Sign up for that free trial, 14-day trial, promo code RAP. I know we're not doing the ads, but I kind of miss doing the ads during the show. Yeah, guys, once again, this week we'll be on tour, so check us out, myself and Dave Smith. Check out legionofskanks.com, see what city we'll be in, and that's it. We're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.